Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
This question has been stirring in my mind the last couple of days. I wanted to bring it to your attention this morning. Because maybe you're like, yeah, do it. Go for it. Be a good friend. And maybe you're like, listen, I've done this before. Terrible idea. Ruined my friendship. I don't know how this could go. Mm-hmm. When do you step forth and say something about someone that one of your best friends is dating?
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And this is the problem I've run into. It was a couple of weeks ago. I got to see my best friend in the whole entire world over holiday break. Now, this has been my best friend since fourth grade, right? We're like super tight. Mm-hmm. And he, kind of similar to me, went through a divorce about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And he kind of jumped right into another relationship.
Another serious relationship?
Maybe within a couple of months. I don't know, but it wasn't long. And then He was kind of dating this girl back from college that we all went to college with.
Oh, okay.
And as we're spending time together over holiday break and he's talking to me about it, it just strikes me. I'm like, I don't think she's the one. I don't think she's the one for him. It just sounds like the things that he needs, because he was kind of confiding in me about a couple of different things,
just
right?
Just some issues that they've been having.
Just bro talk, you mm-hmm. know, just mm-hmm. about this and that. He's like, is this normal? Should I feel this way? And like in my head, I'm like, this does not sound like it's going to be like a very healthy relationship at the end of the day.
Okay.
Now, I've been burned before so many times, though, before, where like I've said something not great about. Great example. Like when friends break up with somebody and then you like talk trash on that person they dated and they get back together and then forever you're like the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
So I'm scared now to say anything. Can you tell your friend that they're in the wrong relationship?
So when you guys were having this conversation and he was asking you for advice, you were holding back.
I just said every relationship's different, you know? Like,
oh, hell no.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't really know how to answer. I mean, it is true, right? I'm not part of their relationship.
But you were holding back.
I just know that for the last couple of years, yeah, I've had to kind of bite my tongue.
Okay.
On their relationship.
So now you're in a situation to where you want to bring it up again and be like, I should have said this and I wanted to say this, but I didn't. Well, and this is how I feel.
Here's why it's getting more serious is because they actually live apart.
Okay.
And so she's considering moving finally 2 years later
right.
to where he lives. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know if it's my place to be like, bro, listen, before that happens, like, I got to be honest, I don't think she's the one for you for so many different reasons.
Uh-huh.
But I'm afraid, though, if I say that to him mm-hmm. and they stay together, like, am I always going to be the black sheep, right?
Okay.
You know how that gets weird.
Yeah.
So my question to you this morning is, can you tell a friend mm-hmm. that they're in the wrong relationship? Let me give you our phone number, 410-583-1065, because I just don't know who's been through something like this before where like you were honest about something or someone mm-hmm. that one of your friends was dating or in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that burn you? 410-583-1065, or I should say, how did that save you? Save them. Maybe like, oh my God, thank you so much for bringing that up, and everything was fine.
Yeah.
Jess, thoughts. Can you tell your friend that they're in the wrong relationship?
Your best friend.
Best friend.
Since the fourth grade.
Yeah.
I think as a best friend, it's your duty and responsibility to do those things that aren't always the most comfortable when you care about somebody. And I think part of friendships is being able to grow together and having those hard, difficult conversations, even if it puts you in a tough spot. I think when you guys had that conversation, that was your opportunity to tell him your opinion. And I get why you were, like, a little nervous.
Well, he didn't straight up ask me, like, do you think she's the right one for me? He's just like, is this normal in a relationship? And I was like, yeah, everyone's different.
No, right. And I do think it's about how you express. I don't think you need to come right out the gate and be like, she's not the one for you. But I do think you can say, these are a few concerns. And from what you expressed to me earlier, I think it would be a red flag for you to jump into this right now. But I do think you need to say something. If you are their best friend, you have to say something.
410-583-1065. We can get you on the phone. Is it normal to say stuff like that? Hey, Morgan from Cockeysville, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So you've been in this spot before. You had to tell your friend that same news.
No, my friend has had to tell me before.
Tell you, okay.
Yeah.
And then how did that go?
I kind of didn't want to hear it, and I wasn't ready to hear it until I kind of saw it for myself. So I feel like until your friend is ready to see it for themselves, then they're not going to listen too much.
So, Morgan, how did that affect your relationship with a friend that tried to bring that to your attention?
It kind of made me feel like I couldn't tell my friend everything.
Okay.
See that?
Because I didn't want them to judge me or my relationship.
So, in your professional opinion of someone that's been there before, do I just keep my mouth shut and just let their relationship run its course?
I think if they directly ask you your opinion, then you can kind of hint at what you're feeling, but I don't think you should give unsolicited advice.
Damn. See, but then my question is then, like, am I the bad friend?
By withholding it. I just feel like if someone is your best friend, you should be able to have any type of conversation with them, no matter what.
Sarah from Cadenceville, you've kind of been in a similar spot to this, too, where you had to tell a friend. What was your story again?
So mine was, been with a guy for 2, almost 3 years, and had a very messy, very heartbreaking split. And then my friend tells me later, like, yeah, you know, I never thought he was right for you. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of on the relationship side of that too. But kind of thinking about it more, like if they're your best friend, like, you know, should either respect your opinion or, you know, you just got to be there in case the pieces kind of fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it like an obligation, right? Now, since you were in that spot, and you were the friend that you wish was told, right? Like, you wish something was said. I mean, do you really think you could have accepted it back then, though? I mean, hindsight's 20/20. But if your friend came up to you and you're, quote-unquote, so in love, then are you going to struggle when your friend's like, hey, listen, I got to be honest with you?
I think so. Like, I probably would have had some pushback to it just because I'm that stubborn person that probably would have been like, well, it's my life, I'm going to do it my way anyway.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah,
but
yeah.
They would have been the first person I went to when things went to crap.
Right. So. That gives you a whole nother, like, set of responsibilities, dude. Like, listen, I told you that's what's going to happen. Hi, Karin, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, you know, it's fine. It's fine. In the big scheme of things, it's fine. I just don't know if I'm supposed to say something or not, you know?
He is. Yeah. He is.
Yeah, I agree with Jeff. I've been the person who asked my best friend if they thought the guy I was dating was right for me. And she was like, yeah, he's great. And then when we broke up, she was like, yeah, I hated him the whole time.
God, it's awkward,
and
right?
It feels like such a betrayal of your friendship. Like, I trusted you to give me your honest opinion.
Yeah.
And then it's up for me to decide if I'm going to take that opinion.
So even unsolicited, he didn't ask me. He's like, do you think that we should be together? Like, he didn't ask me. He was asking me questions about relationships in general. But no, by no means did this man say, do you think I should be with this woman or not?
But I do think it's about your delivery. I think if you bring it to his attention, like, you've been struggling and I feel like you've been unhappy and it's been affecting you lately, and I think it's because of this and I care about you. And if, you know, you choose to stay and you choose to do what you do, I will always support you. However,
sure.
This is how I feel.
Yeah.
And you can say you've been reflecting on a conversation that you had with him and, you know, brought up some concerns.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to look at me and be like, you're worried about my relationship.
But that's your best friend. If you don't talk to your best friend, then I feel like, then how could you say that that's even your best friend?
Damn. Okay. There she goes. It's facts. All right. Karin, hey, you're the best. Have a great week. Thank you so much for calling.
You too. Thanks so much.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5. You ready?
WWMX HD1 Baltimore.
Time to turn it up.
The only morning.
morning show I wake up with.
Initiating in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now,
Baltimore wakes up.
Kramer and Jess.
On the radio at Mix 106.5 and on your phone with radio.com.
Hello.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
Why am I nervous?
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
I could not be more excited.
I'm pumped to be back in the studio.
I'm so happy to be here.
I don't know if it sounded weird on your end last week, but being at home, like sitting at your desk, looking at your wall, it was like trying to put on a show. Like if you were in a Zoom meeting or something.
No, yeah. And I think it was also scary because I couldn't really take it seriously because I felt like no one was even listening.
It's because it felt like the three of us. Guy Alex that comes in here, nice guy. Loves by Jess's age. Mm-hmm. And it was just like the three of us like staring at each other.
Yeah.
On basically a Zoom call. It was very bizarre.
Yeah.
But now I feel like we're back.
I know.
Home.
It feels good, man. Yeah.
Welcome to our 6 o'clock club. I'm gonna consider this one the first one of the real one.
This is a redo.
Yeah.
Last week was just that was a practice week.
Practice
week.
And we're writing everything of last week off.
Yeah, that didn't even happen. No. I wasn't even there. My eyes weren't even open.
No. So if you're part of it, we just want to say good morning to you. If you're like, well, what's the 6 o'clock club? Basically, it's everyone that's awake in the great state of Maryland before 6:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And if that's you driving in, only we can relate to what this is like being up so early. So call. I mean, you can just text us. Don't call this early. It's too early. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't. It's just.
We're still figuring it out.
You don't want to call this early. We don't want to. We can barely talk. So it's just.
Yeah.
Just text. 410-583-1065. And we'll just give you a shout out. Who's up, Jess?
Carrie is so very. Veronica, Jake from State Farm. Steph Rowe. Mr. W. Good morning. Uncle Coco. Hello. Lori. Good morning. Anthony wants to know when I'm getting my Ravens tattoo. We'll get into that in the Baltimore top three.
Mercy.
Elmer, good morning. Lisa G. Jim Beam from PA. Human Highlighter. Hope Floats. Sherry, Tiny Tina. Kenny, Jen the RN, Mel, Scotty, Too Hottie, BTSZ, and Melanie, good morning.
I had the weirdest dream about you last night, Jess, and I woke up.
I don't want to hear about your dreams anymore.
I got you. Okay.
I don't.
My dreams.
Your scary dreams.
Or aspirations.
Yeah, what's up?
No, this was so bizarre. I don't know. I haven't looked up the meaning of this dream, what it could mean. I have no idea.
Okay.
Basically, all I can remember is that you and I went to eat a meal or have a drink, but we went to like the top of this tower. Okay.
And there is a tattoo artist there.
There's not a tattoo artist.
Oh, God.
There. But for some reason, I decided that I was going to sit like on the outside of the balcony, basically on this tiny little ledge that only my chair fit onto.
Where you could fall?
And could completely fall the whole entire time.
Did you fall?
Didn't fall, but like somehow I had to like drag myself back on. But I woke up, I have like a heights issue thing.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up this morning just in this panic of like that feeling you're gonna fall, you know?
Yes.
Of like, ooh, what that would have been like. Even now, I think about it, I'm like, ooh, I don't know what that could mean though.
But you didn't fall.
I didn't fall.
You want to know what I dreamed about last week real quick though?
Yeah.
And I was really scared because in my dream, I had to go to the bathroom and I like had to pee.
Yeah.
And in my dream, I went to the bathroom and I was going pee. So when I woke up, I thought I was going to pee myself, but I didn't.
Can I tell you, I did that one time.
That was a good dream.
I actually literally wet my bed.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was in a panic when I woke up because I was like, there's no way. Like, I full on went to the bathroom and then like left in my dream. But when I woke up, I was totally fine. So.
I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody else before. I've never talked about that on the radio before.
It's gross.
Anybody ever wet themselves in a dream before?
No.
I don't know if that's normal or not.
It's okay if you did, though, because like, that's what happened.
Is it though?
And no, it was on accident. Okay, if you're in your dream and you had to go to the bathroom in your dream, you can't be mad at yourself when you wake up.
It's not great.
It's not your fault.
Once you wake up, it's not great.
But it's not your fault.
If you got that story, you just want to say good morning and check in. 410-583-1065. Good to be back, man. We'll get the Baltimore top three going here in a couple seconds with Jess.
The Ravens took victory over Tennessee in the wild card game, but it was an emotional win for Coach John Harbaugh. We'll share with you what he had to say next in the Baltimore top three on Mix 106.5.
Go Ravens, man. What a win yesterday. And John Harbaugh actually said it was the best Ravens win ever.
Aww.
Why he said this, Jess kind of gets into everything in just a couple of minutes with our Baltimore top three. First, good morning. Welcome to your Monday. We're going to call it the first real Monday. Last week didn't count.
That
was a warm-up week.
I don't even know what happened.
Now it's game day, baby.
Yes.
If you're part of our 6 o'clock club, good morning. We're so happy you're here. Just text us 410-583-1065.
Ponytail Pete and Jazzy Josh back at it again. Kyle, good morning. Sarah, Cafe Chris, Darlene, Lisa, good morning. Carrie is so very. Darlene, another Darlene, Amanda. And then also we have another text from the 410. It says, I'm 32 and still have wet dreams like a 13-year-old boy. I don't mean to pee myself, but that's what happens when I have to go to the bathroom in my dream, and it just happened.
It's good to hear that. And yeah. We're talking about literally accidentally urinating during a dream. Jess almost thought she was going to last week. I actually did.
You did?
I don't remember. I remember I was dreaming about another radio show, which is weird. And
I don't want to listen to your dreams anymore. I feel like they're so... I don't even understand
when
them.
I close my eyes at night, I get so stressed about what's going to happen over the next 6 hours or so. But apparently, are we the only two people in this whole state that's done that before? 410-583-1065. Shoot us a text. We'll say good morning to you as well. Here we go.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number three.
What a game. The Ravens took down and beat the Tennessee Titans 20-13 Sunday in their AFC wild card game. And just like that, the Ravens are advancing in the playoffs for their first postseason win since the 2014 season. This is also the biggest win of Lamar Jackson's young NFL career at just 24 years old. And after three straight trips to the postseason, he has finally got himself a playoff win. It was also a very emotional win for Coach John Harbaugh, and he couldn't be more proud of his team.
I mean, to come back and fight, you go down, not blink, keep pounding, keep your poise. It's something that's very, it's very meaningful because of the type of game it was, how hard fought it was, and now we're looking forward to the next one. I mean, to come back and fight, keep pounding, keep your poise.
Okay.
Also, everyone is talking about the Bears versus Saint game that was broadcasted on Nickelodeon last night. If you missed it, the special broadcast featured one-of-a-kind, kid-focused content and Nick-themed elements throughout the game, including SpongeBob at halftime, Slime Zone graphics on the field, and guest reporters that actually explained the rules of the game to the kids, which was really awesome to watch. The Ravens will head to Buffalo in the divisional round on Saturday and will play at 8:15 p.m.
All right.
Number two.
Governor Larry Hogan plans to make a major COVID-19 economic relief announcement today at 11 a.m. According to the governor's office, the state has already provided more than $700 million in emergency relief. Last month, the governor did say he planned to propose another and larger economic and stimulus relief package, which will provide further support for struggling families and small businesses. The state's positivity rate has decreased slightly to 8.73%, which is down from the 9.16% it was at on Saturday.
We'll take it. Did you get your stimulus check yet?
Yes, I did.
That felt good. Did you spend it all already?
Oh, no.
That was a new sweatshirt you had on. I was like, okay,
no,
Jess.
This is a hand-me-down for my sister, Claire. Okay, come on, right. Now.
Number one.
Lil Nas X Old Town Road remix featuring Billy Ray Cyrus is a bigger hit than anyone could have ever imagined. The Recording Industry Association of America just certified the song 14 times platinum, meaning the most platinums for any song ever. It has accumulated 15 million equivalent song units in the United States. With the latest RIAA certification, Old Town Road is now the highest certified song in history, breaking a tie it previously held with Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee's Despacito.
Just think about that. Think of the first time you heard Old Town Road and you were like, what is this?
But the kids were obsessed.
No, totally, like, 100%.
You know?
But adults, we were like, this is garbage, this will never be anything.
And
then little did we know, it's...
most platinums ever.
Proud of them, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey,
nope.
You know?
Mm-mm. This is Jess, and that was your top three. Hey, Liz, let's take a look at traffic.
Jess, I hope you're bundled up. It is cold this morning. You will find frosty conditions, so you may need to give it an extra moment to de-ice, defrost your car. Traffic flows freely on the big roads. The outer loop empty up top, Bel Air over to Providence. There's no hang-ups on the west side. Heading from Liberty all the way over towards Edmondson. I don't see a problem at the Fort McHenry or Harbor Tunnels. With Kramer and Jess, that's Mix Traffic. I'm Liz Drabik on Mix 106.5.
Thanks, Liz. And then now you, 410-583-1065. Text us if you're part of our 6 o'clock club so we can say hi. We appreciate you so much. 6 o'clock club, good morning. Welcome to Monday. We're Kramer and Jess. It's Mix 106.5. We call you part of the 6 o'clock club. Like, if it's dark outside and you're awake and you're listening to Mix, you're in.
Yeah, you're in it.
It don't cost nothing.
No.
Just shoot us a text so we know that you're up. 410-583-1065.
The weatherman, good morning. Hey. Amanda, Zach, Jessica, TT, awesomeness, Mr. Spicy, Grace, Kelly, Magic, yeah. Mike, Eric the Carpenter, also a listener, text from the 410 says, Kramer, you are not alone. I have dreamt I was using the bathroom and woke up and I made an accident, but it was the most embarrassing thing ever because I was a guest at someone's house.
Oh, that's terrible.
No.
I wonder if there was drinking involved because mine was completely sober.
Oh.
But, like, man, at a guest house, and then do you have to, like, say anything?
I know.
Like,
do you have to? Of course. Are you kidding?
Like, what do you say?
What would you do? What, you would just wake up and leave and act like you didn't do it?
Why don't you just, like, bundle everything
up? You're so annoying.
Hopefully it was, like, a waterproof kind of situation.
No, you can't do that.
In case you're wondering why we're talking about this, Jess had a dream. Was it last night or last week?
It was last week.
Yeah.
In my dream, I, like, literally had to go to the bathroom. I told whoever I was with, oh, I'll be right back. I have to go pee real quick. Go to the bathroom. Go pee. And come back. So when I woke up, I was fully prepared to, like, I thought I totally peed myself. And I didn't, thank God. Yeah. But I thought that's what happened.
Just curious if that's happened to you. 410-583-1065. You want to shoot us a text on that as we start off your Monday morning with Mom's Monday Motivation before 7.
New morning fun.
Kramer and Jess.
On Mix 106.5.
It's 24K Golden here on Mix 106.5. The song is called Mood. We're Kramer and Jess. How many kids... It's like too many.
Yeah.
How many kids is too many? I'm just reading this story over here. There's a family that's celebrating having 11 kids in 10 years.
Wait, what?
They have 11 kids in 10 years.
So
I'm like, wait, what?
The mom was pregnant every single year for the past, like, 11 years.
Basically, like, one came out.
That woman could not have a glass of wine for the past 11 years.
It's literally 11 kids. It's the Rogers family, and they have Clint, who is 10. Clay, they all have C names, by the way.
Oh, that is so cute.
Which makes it worse.
Oh my,
to me, this is too much.
That's so fun.
Clint, Clay, who's 9. Uh-huh. Cade, who's 8. Callie, 7. Oh. Cash, 5. Twins, that's how they ended up with doubles.
Oh, stop.
Twins, who are Colt and Case.
Uh-huh.
Then there's Kalina,
okay,
who's 3. Clyde, who's 2. And Corral, who... Coral, maybe? That's maybe pronounced Coral, who's 1.
Okay.
And Karis, who is now 6 weeks old.
I wish they were in a band. That'd be so tight.
It's going to be the ultimate Jonas Brothers.
Literally? Oh, man, that'd be so cool.
Here's the part that tripped me out about this, is because Courtney, the mom, says that her and her husband,
shout out Courtney,
Chris, they talked about having kids before they were married, but they never had, like, an ideal number.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, on your first date, you're like, you know what I would love? Like, 11 kids.
Well, have you and Garage Boy even talked about kids at this point? Now, in case you don't know, Jess and her boyfriend, Garage Boy, have been together for a little over a year now.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, do you have that conversation about how many you want?
Yes. We actually... Okay, so for sure, at least 2. And he's an only child. So he was like, there at least has to be 2 because I don't want... Because he had always wished that he had siblings.
Right.
So I've always... I think 3 would be so fun because it's just... I feel like 2 is even like, you're like, hey, what's up? You know, also, if there's like a fight, you kind of want a third person to help and kind of be like, no, he's wrong and you're right kind of thing.
Somebody in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm at a weird place because I'm 37, right? Divorced, I'm 37.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like getting to an age where, like, I don't want to be super old dad, you know? Like, I don't want to be.
At the high school graduation.
Like, if I show up my kid's stuff, I don't want to be like super old dad. So I'm like pushing it. I think any more than 2 is too much.
Which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that, just to let you know. Like, I feel like that's a whole thing for you.
For some people's lives, for mine, I just don't know that I want to be old dad.
Why? I feel like you should be old dad. I think you'll kind of calm down by then and be a lot nicer.
Maybe.
I think that needs to happen.
How many kids is, like, too many? Anybody listening right now here in Baltimore saying, like, I've got too many kids?
And that doesn't mean that you don't love your kids. That's not what we're asking.
No, but I'm just saying that, like, there has to be a point where, like, you thought you could handle so many kids.
Yeah, you're like, oh, crap, I only have 2 hands.
But then, but now that you have, I just can't imagine. I mean, 3 even sounds a lot.
I think
but
that would
4,
be awesome.
4, 5, 6 kids, like, what? This woman has 11 kids.
It's just not fair because I'm like, she was pregnant for a long time.
Anybody want to admit they have too many kids this morning? Because, like, you just don't know what to do. Our phone number, you can call us or text us, 410-583-1065. I don't know if we'll get calls on that, but, like, there's got to be a point you hit and you're like, yeah, I probably should have stopped one before.
Uh-oh.
Because we got too many. 410-583-1065. Good morning. It's Mix. Is there such a thing as having too many kids? That's what we're kind of exploring this morning. It's Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. Just read the story of this family that literally has 11 kids, all under the age of, well, the oldest is 10.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically every year this woman's pregnant.
Dang.
And I'm like, there's got to be a point where it's like too many kids. And I'm wondering if there's anybody listening right now that's like, you know what, got to admit, I got too many kids. Like, I thought it was going to be cool to have three, but then I had three. I'm like, whoa, this is way too many. 410-583-1065. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
There she goes.
I have two children that are grown. And God bless these people, because one child in college at a time almost gave me a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to have two, three, maybe four in college at a time. And unless those children are brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're at a poverty level, they're screwed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, as I'm looking at this.
My son went to a state college here. He went to UMBC.
Because I'm looking at this right now, and maybe it's all fun and games because their oldest is 10, you know?
But how far apart? Okay, so Deb, how far apart are your kids then?
My kids are 21 months apart. They're supposed to be 3 years apart. It's 15 on each birth control.
Okay.
I was actually a labor and delivery nurse, but that worked out well. My daughter's at community college. My son went to UMBC, which is a state college, one of the top colleges in the country.
Aww.
But literally, 1 year there was more than my entire education.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, how does that add up financially? Jess, you didn't even think about that part. You're like, I just want two kids.
I literally didn't even. So do you think, like, the smartest choice, should they be, like, 4 years apart so I at least have some time?
That's a personal choice. It worked out well being 21 months apart. I could have never gone, like, 5 years and then gone from no diapers back to diapers.
That's true.
Yeah, I get it.
They ended up growing up being our best friends. I never really fought. And I have a boy and a girl. But let me tell you, teenage girls, that's enough to make you drink, and I'm like,
no, I was a teenage girl, and I mean, I was over it with myself, so I can't even imagine.
Now you know why your family drinks so much. Now it makes sense.
No, I totally get it.
Hey, Deb, we love you. Thank you for, it's good to hear your voice back in the new year.
Yeah, you too. You guys have a happy, healthy one.
Yeah, you too. 410-583-1065. Is there such a thing as having too many kids? And, like, what is that breaking point? You can call us or text us. And we'll get my mom on, too. It's Monday. It's Monday. Mom's on for Mom's Monday Motivation here before 7 o'clock on Mix. It's Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. On Monday, we do something. Because, like, listen, Mondays just suck, right?
Yes.
They suck. We're turning 2021 around today. It's going to start today. A little rocky start last week. Not this week, though. So we do this thing called Mom's Monday Motivation. In case you don't know, my mom is just the best of all time. She's so great that I literally started a podcast after her called Certified Mama's Boy, which has done pretty well for itself. Got to say so myself. Yeah. Hey, Mom, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So on Mondays, my mom comes on here just to get us pumped up for the week. And we're going to just consider this our 2021 redo. Because this time last week, we were super optimistic, remember?
Right.
Right.
And it was kind of a hiccup.
I don't know.
Let's just say that 2020 shaking its boots off, okay?
Yeah. This is the real week. Okay, Mom. So get us pumped up for the week. What you got?
Okay. So we can learn so much by watching kids. And Marianne Williamson says that children are happy because they don't have a file in their minds called all the things that could go wrong. So we can learn to be glass half full people rather than glass half empty. And when things happen, think of what's the best thing that could happen instead of the worst case scenario. More often than not, the worst case scenarios never happen.
Yeah.
So it's true.
Yeah.
Why do we lose that optimism, you think, as kids? Mom, was I, because I feel like I've always been a pretty highly anxious human being. But, like, do you remember back in the day when I was a kid? Like, did I walk around super anxious, or is this like a...
Oh, no. You were the happiest, luckiest kid in the world.
Yeah.
Like, you were like, it was like always being on a radio show 24/7 with you.
So why do we lose that? Like, why as adults do we lose that, do you think?
I think because we're exposed to crazy adults probably more than anything.
That's true.
I know. Adults wreck it for kids. They do.
Yeah. One of the things that I really wanted, that I really want to work on for this year is eliminating that self-doubt. And I am so envious when I see like my little cousins and my nieces because they just are fearless. And I feel like all of us can use a little bit of that energy going into this next year.
Yeah, we can. Totally. And we all have that kid place within us. We never lose it. We just forget how to tap into it. So just allow yourself to play and be free and to tap into your kid. Talk to your kid. Say, hey, what do you want to do?
I think baby kids Steven? Should run. I think kids should actually run 2021, you know? Like, just give them the option. Like, we tried 2020. It flopped. So, like, maybe if kids were in charge this year, it would turn out to be a better year.
You know? Hey. They're like, we
I don't think it could have been much worse, right?
No, that's true. That's absolutely true. That's it. Who gets a kid heart, man? Walking into Monday, we're going to have a kid heart and really just think about, like, you didn't worry about things back in the day. You were daring, you were bold, and you went for it. So, that's really good. Okay, so my mom and I have a podcast. It's called Certified Mama's Boy. You can listen to it on radio.com or wherever you get your podcast. And that's it for this week. All right, Mama, love you.
Okay. Love you forever.
Kramer and Jess.
Find him on social at Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Woo, this should feel good. This should feel good, and we earned it. It's Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. Good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us so early in the morning.
Okay, back on with us this morning. You remember back to Friday's show, we talked to our friends over in Nashville, over at Mix 92.9. It's Brandon and Ricky and Clint. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey, hey.
Oh, that's actually pretty good spirits for a losing team over here.
I know. I was surprised. Yeah. I thought they would be crying.
Yeah. It's hockey season.
Right? You already beat us. You beat us in hockey, that's for sure. They came in actually pretty strong. I got this message out of nowhere from Brandon last week saying, like, hey, you guys want to go head-to-head, like a little, like, on-air wager between the Ravens and the Titans? And I was like, you sure?
Yeah.
You sure you want to do this? And they said yes, and we came on and we made a little wager that if the Ravens were to lose, the off chance we were to lose, then we're going to have to go onto their radio station in Nashville and say the Titans are the best.
Right.
And not only that, but wear some Titans gear for social media, which being such a new show, that would have probably destroyed us in the city.
Oh, it would have been terrible. I would have been mortified.
You guys, I literally had to, like Jess said no at first. I literally had to talk her into being able to like make that wager. So.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way I'm about to put another team in any sort of like vicinity on my social media. Like, absolutely. Absolutely not. And then after he was like, come on, it'll be fun. Let's make new friends. And then, you know, when we talked to Brandon, Ricky, and Clint, you know, they told me that they would at least bedazzle something for me. So I was kind of down for it. But thank God that did not happen. Oh, yeah.
Well, you're welcome. We're not going to make you endure any of that embarrassment.
Well, thank you for that. It's because obviously our team did fantastic yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, we made the same opposite bet with them. If their team loses, which we assume they were going to do, then they had to come on to our radio station.
Yes.
And you know how the city is, man. This is just, we're just ready for this today.
Oh, yeah.
And admit that the Ravens are better than the Titans. So, Clint and Ricky and Brandon, the floor is yours. Our friends in Nashville, ready for this? We've been waiting for this moment for the next last day now. Here we go.
Ready, guys? The Ravens are better than the Titans in that game.
No. We didn't say in that game.
Yeah.
We didn't say in that game. We just said overall.
I mean,
we gotta go. Oh, look at the time.
Yeah. You guys did play a great game yesterday. This has been fun. I hope you guys have had fun with a little camaraderie between the two teams. But at the end of the day, go Ravens, right?
Well, it was fun playing with another mix station across the country.
Absolutely. We love you guys. Thanks so much for that.
We love you guys.
We kind of love you a little
bit. We might love you a little. Just give it a day or two.
You can be sore losers. That's fine.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
It doesn't feel good.
No, it's fine.
It doesn't feel good.
It's okay.
Jess thinks this is so weird, and I don't even know why my brain works this way. I'm curious, though. I can't be the only person that can remember the weirdest things but can't remember anything important.
I just feel like it has a bigger meaning than what you think.
I just told Jess, I looked over at the calendar, and I said, oh, it's January the 11th. It's my high school girlfriend's birthday.
I'm like, okay, are you not over her?
You got so weird by that. Why did that freak you out? You think because I can remember her birthday? Now, I'll say this. What's so funny is, like, when's Jess's birthday?
I don't know.
May something. 17?
No, it's not.
May 10th, 11th? Isn't the teen somewhere,
no,
right?
No, it's not.
20th?
Not. No.
What day is it?
I don't. You know what?
Tell me.
You know what? I'm gonna have you go look it up. Go look it up. Because
where?
I'm mad at you. How long have we been friends?
5 years. That's what I'm saying.
Still don't.
When I was dating, like when I was like going through my casual dating phase.
Yeah, whatever.
Like every girl would be like, when's my birthday? And I was like,
okay,
I don't.
That's kind of dumb. Literally, like if you're not in a committed relationship, I don't think you should expect anyone to remember like your middle name.
Your fault. Thank you, Jess. Thank you for.
That's y'all's fault.
For validating that. But why can't I? Like, I can remember anything before the age of like 20. Post 20, I don't remember anything anymore. Like, my high school address, like where I lived when I was in like middle school and high school,
uh-huh.
I can recite that right now. My address that I live like two cities before, okay. I don't know.
Do you think that means you have a hard time letting things go, which then keeps you from being able to move forward and commit to new things in your life?
This is so much deeper than I thought it was going to be.
I really, well, no, because you're like, wow, it's my ex-girlfriend from high school's birthday. And I'm like, you're still in a situationship and you don't even know what's happening right now. Like, why does that information?
Okay, well, go back to so Jess, you know, is with her boyfriend Garage Boy right now, and you've been together for a year.
Yes.
Your boyfriend before that, you guys were together for a very long time. You have to remember his birthday, right?
I low-key have tried to block things out, but that's how my brain is. I have like weird memory loss. When I go through traumatic things, I block them out so much that I almost make it to where I didn't go through them. And that's also an issue I talked to my therapist about. But we're not talking about me. We're talking about you.
Well, you just did for about 35 seconds there. Am I weird for remembering? I remember my ex-wife's birthday.
That's fair. I just remember the high school thing is crazy.
And that was before my ex-wife, last like long-term relationship.
High school? Before your ex-wife?
Yeah, it was high school.
Interesting. Okay, makes sense. Okay, understand.
But you can't remember anybody's you've dated's birthday except for your current?
No, I remember my ex-boyfriend's birthday.
What day was it?
I don't want to say.
Say it out loud.
No.
Make it come true or something.
I refuse. No,
like
this is the issue.
Say
no,
it three times, they'll show up.
I think, let it go. You need to let it go.
I don't think they're going to do about it. Like, I can't help that I know it. That can't be like an uncommon thing, though.
I don't know.
Like, do you remember your ex's birthday? Ask me what my situationship's birthday is. I don't know. Miss
exactly.
California's birthday. I don't know what it is.
And I low-key think you should know her birthday at
I'm
this
trying
point.
To think of even what month it is. That's how bad that is.
Ew.
I can't remember anything. But for some reason, this one date alone, I always remember.
All right.
Do you remember your ex's birthday? You want to text us or call us 410-583-1065? Because I don't even know if that's like a normal thing to do.
I don't think it is.
It's Mix 1065. Jess thinks it's weird that I can remember my high school girlfriend's birthday, which is today, by the way. Happy birthday, Kim. I miss you.
Ew. Not playing. Stop. Are you, though?
I'm crying.
No, this is my issue.
Jess,
because
it's literally been 19 years.
I think you have issues letting things go, which is why you can't commit to new things. That's why when I don't want to
be with her. I just remember her birthday.
But
that's
like,
all.
Are you sure?
But that's what's so funny. Is what makes it weird is I can remember her birthday exactly.
Right.
I can remember my ex-wife's birthday,
okay.
Which is March the 10th.
That's a hoop. Don't even say it. Like, don't. Like, who cares?
That's bad's gonna happen.
I don't
it's
know.
Not Bloody Mary.
I almost feel like it's bad energy.
But like, Miss California, the girl that I'm like talking to right now,
yeah, the
situation
nice
ship. Her birthday is in May something, if I don't know. But I can't remember anyone's birthday in the last couple of years. I don't know why my brain just can't remember it.
He doesn't know my birthday, fun fact.
I don't remember Jess's birthday. I don't remember anybody's birthday.
Yeah.
What are people saying? Is it weird to remember your ex's birthday?
We got a text from the 301 saying, I remember my long-term high school boyfriend's birthday. It's an easy one, though. His was on December 31st. Another text from the 443, I graduated high school in 1997, and I still remember my high school boyfriend's birthday. I also remember my ex-fiance's, too, because they had the same damn birthday. Man,
that makes
that sucks.
It easier, then.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Could you be with someone who has the same birthday like that? You know what I mean?
It would be really weird.
If you meet, okay, let's say like your next actual like relationship.
Yeah.
And her birthday was the same as your ex-wife's birthday. Would that make you feel weird?
It was like when I was dating and I met this really cool girl. My ex-wife's name is Shannon, by the way. Even saying that name feels weird.
Don't say it.
Jess is scared.
I'm so weird about that kind of stuff.
I met this really awesome girl. Her name was Shannon. And I just like, I couldn't mentally get past it. Like,
no.
It was so hard for me
Not
to
me.
Like push through.
I can't.
It's fine.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
The Baltimore top three is sponsored by Stevenson University. Register for an on-campus or virtual visit today at stevenson.edu. So, man.
Number three.
Wait, what'd you say?
Sorry, I didn't know we should.
Number three.
Here we go. Man, what a game yesterday. No, but for real, though, that was awesome.
What just happened?
The Ravens took down and beat the Tennessee Titans 20-13 Sunday in their AFC wildcard game. And just like that, the Ravens are advancing in the playoffs for their first postseason win since the 2014 season. It's also the biggest win of Lamar Jackson's young NFL career at just 24 years old. And after three straight trips to the postseason, he finally has a playoff win. It was a very emotional win for Coach Harbaugh, and he couldn't be more proud of his team.
I mean, to come back and fight, you go down, not blink, keep pounding, keep your poise. It's something that's very, it's very meaningful because of the type of game it was, how hard fought it was, and now we're looking forward to the next one.
And everyone is talking about the Bears versus Saints game last night that was broadcasted on Nickelodeon. If you don't know, the special broadcast featured one-of-a-kind, kid-focused content and Nick-themed elements throughout the game, including SpongeBob at halftime, Slime Zone graphics on the field, and guest reporters explaining the rules of the game to kids. The Ravens will head to Buffalo in the divisional round on Saturday, playing at 8:15 p.m.
Going back to the Nickelodeon thing really quick. I mean, it's cool, but, it's so not hard.
Okay, listen.
You know, if you're one of the players, and you're like, did you see me in the slime zone?
You weren't watching. Not, it was the dopest thing
was cool.
I've ever seen.
I saw clips on social, and, it was cool. But, there's nothing, football's tough. It's a tough game.
But
you can't go in being like, oh, they're coming up a SpongeBob.
Okay, if I was a player, and I saw, the commercials were But if I was a player, and seeing all the animation around me would make me feel like I was in a real-life video game. It was so cool.
But that's not what it's, that's not.
Well, I learned a lot, and I appreciated it.
Okay.
Number two.
Amazon is pledging to invest more than $2 billion over the next 5 years toward affordable housing in three cities where its major operations. Amazon's new housing equity fund will invest in moderate to low income housing around Seattle, Nashville, and Arlington, Virginia, where the company ultimately expects to have at least 5,000 employees each. This new $2 billion housing equity fund will create and preserve 20,000 affordable homes, and their goal is to help local families achieve long-term stability while building strong, inclusive communities.
That's cool. I was thinking about that because there's so many employees that work for these companies. If you live in Seattle, for example, and you're just a minimum wage or a low wage Amazon
kids.
Employee, there's no way, right?
Number one.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are allegedly headed for divorce, and there is a lot of money and property on the line. Even though they have a prenup, their finances have changed drastically since their wedding in 2014. According to Forbes, Kanye's net worth has gone from $100 million to $1.3 billion thanks to his music and fashion careers. And for the record, Kanye claims that he's actually worth $5 billion, but honestly, who knows? He's worth a lot.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Kim went from $40 million to $780 million with her shapewear and makeup brands on the rise. And apparently the prenup gives Kim $1 million for every year of marriage, and she gets to keep the gifts Kanye gave her. It's not clear what will happen to the stuff that they own together, including $5 million in art, almost $4 million in vehicles, and $3.2 million in jewelry. But one thing that the prenup does not mention is child custody. They have four kids together, and since they're all minors, custody will still be an issue.
I'll say, I was divorced about 3 years ago, and I want to sit here and be like, oh my God, it's so crazy. This part's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have kids, so I know that's got to be the absolute hardest part.
And you also don't have $3.2 million.
That's true. It wasn't that. But to sit there across from your significant other and be like, this is mine, this is yours.
Yeah.
It's a really weird, hard process. So, it's a new understanding of what they're, especially with that much money.
I know.
Lord have mercy. Charm City Secrets this time tomorrow on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess back in the studio. Feels good to be back to you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Working from home. Shout out if everyone has to do that because we did it for a week and literally lost our
minds. We had no idea what you've been going through, so you're awesome.
Can I get your female opinion on this, Jess? It came out of the list this morning of questions to ask a girl you like.
Okay.
That will blow her mind. So I'm just imagining if you're doing online dating, which is
just
so uncomfortable.
The talking stages right now.
I think guys especially, I'm actually not terrible at sparking up conversation, but I know there's a lot of dudes that just suffer with it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run through some of these. They say you should ask women. You tell me these are good jump off points
okay.
for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Question number one, what are you most passionate about right now?
I like that. Ew, I'm so annoyed. I'm already hooked. I hate it.
Just looked at me. Oh my God, thank you so much for asking me.
I know.
That.
Okay, I think I'm just so shook because a lot of it is like, so what are you doing for fun? You know what I mean?
Most passionate right now? You like that one? Okay.
Yeah.
If you could go back 5 years, what would you change about your future?
Oh my God. These are so deep.
Is that too much?
No, I mean,
you like that one? So
I like
that. Just imagine that we're on. Let's do this. Let's imagine that we're on a first date.
Yeah,
okay?
Put the music on. Oh my goodness, I would feel like he actually
trying
cared.
To find live music over here
and just didn't want
to,
you know.
Okay, how about this right here? So we'll go here. We're on a date, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
So,
hey,
we're over here at the Rusty Scupper.
What?
If you could go back 5 years, Jess, what would you change about your future?
Okay.
That's deep.
No,
that's
that is
too deep,
super
right?
Deep. Yeah, but the delivery can't be like gross. It needs to be like, so if you could go back 5 years.
It was too much. I said it too intensely.
Yeah. You got to if it is in person, the delivery matters.
What's your biggest deal breaker in a relationship? That's pretty good, right?
No, that's good because
it
makes you feel like he cares about your standards.
We're talking about a list of the questions that men can ask women they like, and I'm just running these past Jess to see if she agrees or not. What was the last crazy adventure you went on?
That's a little lame to me.
For what reason? I think it's kind of like...
It's too broad.
If she travels a lot,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess you got to read the room a little bit better,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
How about this one? What's your favorite time of year and why? No. No.
That's a little cheesy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're sitting in the melting pot just trying to enjoy our fondue.
Like, I'll be like, what? My birthday?
My birthday.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Let me give you two more. What's the best... My birthday. God, first dates are so awkward.
I know. I hate them.
Jess.
Yes?
We're on a date, okay?
Uh-huh.
What was the best thing about where you grew up?
Oh, that's good.
You love that one, huh?
I like that one.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. What would you say about Stockton, where you grew up? Stockton, California.
Because it's such a small town, your friendships are just that more special. You know, we've all grown up together.
Answer it well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one more on this list.
Oh, my God. Say it.
Some of these are so cheesy to me. Jessica, what would you do tomorrow if it was your last day on the earth?
Ew, I don't like that one.
You gotta skip that one.
Creepy.
Too morbid at that point.
Yeah, I'd be like, why?
My birthday. Every answer for Jess is just something about her. I don't know. My birthday is my favorite day. All right, cool.
Thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.